When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Today at the Comedy 103.1 Bar, I've got Phoebe Robinson. Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Gotta say, love your podcast.
Thank you.
It's called So Many White Guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's so true. I'm sure you feel more than anything, but just like run through the premise of your podcast.
Yeah, I just noticed that like a lot of podcasts were just hosted by straight white dudes and they were interviewing other straight white dudes, and if they interview like woman, a person of color, a queer person, it was just so much about their identity and not about their work or like anything about them that's interesting. So just want to flip it up. So most of my guests are women, people of color, queer people, and they have one token white guy at the end of the season. And I've gotten people like Tom Hanks, who's like super fun. But then I interview people like Jimmy Jamil, Reese Witherspoon, Lizzo. Like, I think she was actually the first episode.
Lizzo was?
Yeah, 2016.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. So I knew about her before all you guys did. But yeah, she's so phenomenal and talented, and it was so great. Yeah.
As someone who grew up playing the flute, I am thankful that Lizzo finally made it cool. Because it wasn't cool.
Yeah.
But now it is cool.
Yeah. Can you still play it and twerk?
I think I can still play the Forrest Gump theme, but that's really hard to twerk to. I mean, I could try.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to work. All right, we're going to play one of my favorite bar games today. So you'll pick a topic from the cup, and then you will tell me a story.
Worst concert ever. Oh. Worst, but not because of the person. So okay. I had tickets to go see J-Lo, and it was when the blackout happened.
Oh.
So we saw like 20 minutes. It was the best 20 minutes, and then that was it. And I had to go out of town, so I couldn't see her rescheduled, but I was just like, I want to see J-Lo.
I feel like J-Lo should make it up to you with a private show.
This is like a one fan in my, you know, tiny one-bedroom apartment in New York.
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, instead of tiny desk concert, it'll be like a tiny apartment concert.
I love that.
And that'd if anyone could crush it, it's J-Lo.
Yeah.
I bet she will make it feel like an arena.
Yeah. Her and A-Rod and their like 20 backup dancers in my apartment. I think that's perfect. Tacos. Okay. Best tacos I've ever had was when I went to Copenhagen with my boyfriend last year for my birthday to see you two, because I'm obsessed with them. And I forget the name of this place, but best tacos in my entire life.
The best tacos you ever had were in Copenhagen.
Yes.
Isn't there something odd about that?
No, she's like a Latina woman. She had like a, I think a couple of restaurants in the States, and then she went over to Copenhagen and like started this place. But it's like really cute. It's like, I don't know, seats maybe 12 people. And it's like kind of like tucked away, like you go, it's like near like a kitchen supply store, and it's the best tacos of my entire life. MTV. Oh, I used to, season two, I think I wrote for season two of Girl Code, which is like super fun. I know you had Jeff Dial and he was on it, mm-hmm. Jamie Lee, Awkwafina, all those guys.
So many people.
Yeah.
What was writing for that like?
It was really fun. It was a mostly female writers room. There was one guy and the showrunner was a woman, and so it was like really cool. That was like my first like sort of writing job, so I think I was kind of spoiled where I was like, oh, this is how it should always be. But I've only ever written on great shows like Girl Code, Broad City, Portlandia. Like they all had different energy, but they're all like were amazing experiences, so I really lucked out.
I mean, all the shows you recommend to your friends.
Yeah, exactly.
You've
yeah
written for that's yeah amazing. Phoebe Robinson is going to be at Comedy Works this weekend. You can check her out. I mean, she's written for every show you should have watched by now.
Yeah.
So writing for yourself, I can only imagine it's going to be great. Thanks for coming by the bar.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.